Tunisia is undergoing a period of transition. The latest developments include plans to write a new constitution and elect a new parliament. For Tunisians living in exile, the new regime also means the chance to revisit. Journalist Abdel Hafid Abdelali of our Arabic department has just returned from a special trip to Tunisia. And you yourself were back in Tunisia last week for the first time in 19 years. And I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about why you were away from the country for so long.
Well, as you know, it has been more than a month since Tunisia experienced a popular uprising and people chased the former president. So I had problems with the old regime. I mean, I was in exile because I was a student at university in Tunisia in 1989. And there was an organization for students. Through this organization, we defined the rights of students. But when Ben Ali came to power, he destroyed everything, and he decided no area for freedom, no area for student organization, everything. So I was obliged to leave the country. And since that time, I didn't come back to Tunisia.
Wow. See, really, this uprising at the beginning of the year and the overturning of the president gave you the opportunity to go back.
Of course, because it's the first time for me since that time to come back to the country, to see my relatives, my family, to travel in the country from north to south and to see people and how the situation is now. I'm very happy for the country because people find their freedom. People now, they decide for themselves. And I hope that democracy will be established in Tunisia.
And what was it like to go back? What sort of things have changed and did some things surprise you?
You know, I will not talk about there is some new roads, there is some new buildings, of course, because in 20 years everything will be changed. But what is very important is that the individuals themselves, they changed now. And they are very, very, very interested in their rights. They decide to defend their rights, and they will give up to see Tunisia go to a new era with a new system, democratic system. They decide no way to accept any other form of dictatorship, and all people now demand a democratic system.
This must feel really good to you because these are the things you fought for as a student.
Of course, not only me, but my generation and the generation which come after me also, because I have now, I am 43, and there is another new generation, and this generation ask and demand to be a part of any new system and to take the control of the country.
That was Abdel Hafid Abdelali of Swiss Info's Arabic department.